Almost 30 with Krista Williams and Lindsay Simpson. Each week, we catch up with Krista and Lindsay to hear what's happening now, what hilariousness happened then, and to ask, is it almost 30?
Hey, everybody.
Hey, guys.
Welcome to the oasis that is the Almost 30 studio.
Almost 30 studio.
We are still...
We're at Village Workspaces.
Still on planet Earth. Still I don't know Mars. Where that was going.
We're at Village Workspaces off of Olympic. It's stunning and beautiful.
Yeah, you guys should come here.
And we
do
love
work,
it.
Record.
Do work, record.
You can have a wedding
Find
here.
A date. Have a wedding. There's been weddings before.
Wait, before we begin, I just wanted to bring back one of our favorite sponsors, and we want to talk about them again. Halo Top Ice Cream.
Halo Top Ice Cream.
Should we make a jingle? Maybe they'll buy it from us?
Yeah. Halo Top is the toppiest. Halo Top is the creamiest. Halo Top is delicious and light.
Great. That's it. Halo Top, as we approach summer, is your perfect bikini bod indulgence.
Yep.
So anyway, this ice cream is actually fucking delicious. Mm. It's low calorie, high protein, and low sugar. And they use all natural ingredients. It's just delicious. Mm-hmm. Simply, I mean, it tastes like creamy, regular ice cream, but yes, with half the calories.
The flavor combinations are crazy.
It's crazy. My cake, favorite. Lemon, yeah, the lemon cookie.
Snickerdoodle.
Ooh, it's so good.
So good. They're flying off the shelves, too. I read an article about it.
I know.
How fast they're growing.
So what's exciting is that we have a giveaway coming up. Mm-hmm. So stay tuned for that. You will get like a big old fat coupon from
Halo Top. For free Halo Top.
Yep. It's awesome.
It'll be on our Instagram at almost30podcast.com.
And thank you guys for following us on Instagram, subscribing on iTunes, rating and reviewing. It really means a lot to us. And for all of your emails that we're getting every day, it's so cool.
Mm-hmm. We love you.
We love you. All so right, here we go.
Here we go, guys. We're back. We're going to do a little
throwback.
Yeah, a little throwback, a little solo ep. Yeah. A little solo ep. Because we haven't done a solo ep in a while, and there was one person that wanted us to do a solo ep.
There's one person in Kentucky who really missed
literally.
Just us sitting on our floor talking to each other.
Yeah, they're like, actually, we had one of the people in the group said they want to bring back 20s us, 30s us, so we thought we would.
Yeah.
But Lindsay and I were in Palm Springs this weekend doing a little shooting for Almost 30, mm-hmm. doing a little shooting for 100, doing a little shooting for you, and it was so fun. I was shooting actually for Billabong, has this... Andy Warhol line. It's like an Andy Warhol capsule collection, and it's really dope. I got
it's
a really
beautiful.
Cute bathing suit. Yeah, it was mm-hmm. like it's like a one piece low back high. I don't know. It's just it was flattering.
High
I really
hip?
Liked it.
What do
yeah,
you call
high
that?
Hip. Yeah, like exposes your hip flexors,
mm-hmm.
which is a nice area. I guess
I have a mole there, so it's always weird.
You do.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
All right, but it was fun.
Yeah,
we're still dirty.
Got
from
a flat
it.
Tire.
Yeah. Oh yeah, we got a flat tire.
Lindsay got a flat tire.
Yeah, that was...
Lindsay was curb riding.
But everyone was, like, chilling.
Yeah, we were
and
chill.
Literally, we had a guy show up no more than 15 seconds after we pulled off into this parking lot. And he's like, you girls need help?
Yep.
You're
came
like,
out of nowhere.
Actually,
we were
yes.
pulled over by a China City buffet of sorts. Victor pulled out of his car. He has 12 kids. Some of them are in Mexico. He doesn't really know how
he
many.
He has five baby
four,
mamas.
Four baby mamas. He's yeah. married now.
He has two Victors.
Two Victor little ones. Two Victorias. JK yeah. made that up. But yeah. he was tight.
Mm-hmm.
He was our little cry angel. So he helped us. He changed a tire. Then we got our new tire and we were on the road.
Yeah, it was great.
On the road again.
All right, so 20s us, 30s us. We wanted to throw it back and make it a little specific.
Mm-hmm.
We wanted to talk about our nutrition and fitness.
Yeah.
20s us.
Yeah.
And 30s us. Krista, take it away. 20s you.
20s me.
What was she like?
Let's see.
Where was she?
Miami, I think. I was in college, and then I guess I was in Chicago.
University of Miami, Ohio.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. How old are you when you graduate college?
20.
How old are you?
21.
How old are you,
no,
Steve?
No, no, 22. 22.
When
did you graduate? Did you?
I was like,
22.
23, I think, but oh. I did an extra year.
You did. Yeah. You did that extra lap.
Yeah.
Why'd you do that extra lap?
It's fun.
I fucking love you.
It's amazing.
I barely graduated.
That's amazing.
So my nutrition was basically like, what was I trying to do? I was just like, I remember at college, I would drink these smoothies all the time. It was like basically froyo and fruit. So it was probably like 600 calories, 60 grams of sugar. And then I'd have like a peanut butter and jelly and be like, oh, this is like a light breakfast. And then I'd have like a salad drizzled with ranch and like fat ass croutons and be like, oh, it's a salad. It's good for you. And then I would have like sun chips and be like, these are good for you too.
Because they're baked.
The word sun in them. And just like, I don't even know, like, I was trying, but I didn't really get it. You know what I mean? And then for my workouts, I was basically just on the elliptical for like 30 minutes, just gliding. It was literally gliding.
Exactly.
Reading Us Weekly or talking to my friends, making sure I was going slow enough so I wouldn't break a sweat specifically.
Mm-hmm.
Never lifted.
Gotta keep the hair fresh for
at least
4 days.
Gotta keep the hair fresh. Or I'd walk on the treadmill at like a 3.5 and just like talk.
Yeah.
Like specifically.
Oh my God. Talk to people or talk,
talk to my
phone.
Friends on the treadmill.
Yeah.
We don't have phones that much then.
Oh, okay.
We were like, I was on my Razor.
Got the Razor phone.
Yeah, I was like texting my Razor. I was like, hi, what's up? Flip.
T9.
Yeah, I was like, hold on, let me get it out of my pocket because it fits. Hey, what are you doing? It's like, I just didn't even know anything about like fitness, health, nutrition. I was like trying. But that was kind of the end of the low fat phase.
That's
you know what
so
I mean?
True.
Like that was like, oh, we're like, oh my God. I'd be like, oh, I'm not hungry for dinner. I'll buy an entire box of Wheat Thins and eat it with a block of cheese. And be like, it's just cheese and crackers.
And it was like they're low fat.
It was like bad food is bad food. Like bad food was dessert to me, or fried food. Okay. It was like, this is bad if you're dessert. This is bad if you are fried. And those were bad. Fast food was bad. Pizza was bad. But everything else was kind of like fine. And I would just like get down on it. And I would swipe all day my card.
Oh my God, it was free money.
It was free money.
But then my mom would be like, why did you, like, why are we still 2 months away from the end of the semester and you've already used most of your money?
100%.
I'm like, because my friends wanted food too.
Yeah. Did you buy food for your boyfriend?
Oh, for sure.
100.
Meanwhile, he got free food because he was an athlete. But I was like, I'm the best.
Oh, God.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's like fucked up. Totally. Mine's similar. 20s me was like not connecting.
Did you do Diet Cokes and stuff?
Oh, yeah.
I did like a diet soda for like a semester and put on like 10 pounds of like,
really?
Yeah. Of like.
That's interesting.
Salt, like weird puff.
Mm-hmm.
And then, like, stopped. Because I was like, yo, I can drink Mountain Dew and it's no calories. Whoa. It's like, this fucking rocks. I
did, like,
Mountain Dew.
Diet peach schnapple, you know?
Oh, yeah. I love peach schnapple.
I just didn't connect, like, feeling good with, like,
yeah,
working
yeah,
out.
Yeah, so
you know
true.
What I mean?
So
and, like,
true.
You, I just didn't spend enough time. So I'd be like, okay, I'm just going to. I went to the gym to be seen, basically.
Mm.
Like, or to see who I could see.
Mm.
So there was, like, hot dudes or, you know, whoever I wanted to impress,
totally.
I guess.
Yeah.
You know, you wear, like, the low-cut, what were the pants? The Hurley pants? What were they?
Hardtail?
Hardtail.
Shit, girl.
Yeah, the hardtail pants.
Hardtails, yeah. You'd roll them under.
Yeah, roll them as low as I could. Hip bone showing.
Ugh.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. I was wearing, stuff. Like, a big tee still. And then, like, Nike running shorts. There's, like, every girl might as well have Nike running shorts on.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And then you wear it with, like, that.
Yeah.
And I'd have Pumas.
Oh, sick.
I know, this is real sick. It's like I'm fast with my pants.
And I would stretch. I would stretch longer than I would work out. Because I'm just like.
To be sexy?
Yeah.
Damn.
Because I could do a split at that time.
Oh, you can still do the splits. That's one of my goals this year is do the splits.
Yeah, I can do it, but it's pretty painful.
Steve, can you do the splits? What'd you think I meant? What'd you think I meant?
It's a drug.
Oh, yeah.
Just
no,
kidding.
I
don't know.
Yeah, I thought you were saying the shits.
Oh, yeah. Oh. You do that. You do the shits. Do the shits. And then I'd, like, diet. Be like, all right, I'm not going to eat for, like, well,
it's, like, Friday. We have to be somewhere.
Yeah, I would always do it.
And you're like, I'm not going to eat all day.
Mm-hmm.
But I would anticipate drunk eating. Meaning,
oh, yeah,
like.
You did that.
Yeah, I would, like, think about what I'm going to order later.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, yeah.
And, like, what I'm going to destroy later.
Yeah.
Which is fucked up.
I was started being vegetarian, too, when I was, like, 21.
Uh-huh.
And so I was like, I remember my last meal was 3 hot dogs with cheese from
holy shit.
From Skyline. Shout out to Skyline, Miami University, for being my last meat food.
Whoa.
Took down 3 conies with cheese and said, I'm done with you. 3 wet little hot dogs that were pink for so fucking who knows why.
That's fucking
so
disgusting.
So nasty, dude. I was like, I never want to do this again.
Wait, why did you have a last meal?
I
was just like,
it was like a drunk man. I was like, yo, fuck this. I was like, yo, yeah. I hate this. I was like reading about it and I was like getting educated,
mm-hmm.
but I hadn't like tipped
yeah.
to 100% that like tipped me.
Yeah. And I didn't even think that like not drinking was an option. Does that make sense?
100% That wasn't in part of your diet. It wasn't, was like,
it's like I have to drink, so I'm gonna not eat lunch. But like drinking doesn't really count anyway. And
yeah.
Like, whatever I eat when I'm drunk doesn't actually really count anyway. Cause the next day I do feel skinny because I usually either like have the shits or throw up. So it's cool.
So you lose that water weight.
You know? Yeah. It's like fucked up.
I'm so fucked up.
Why wasn't there education either in college or why don't when I'm a parent, I'm gonna tell my kid that before they go to college. Same. Like this is probably what's gonna happen, just so you know.
Yeah.
Like be fucking aware.
Yeah. I hope my kids aren't drinking like that.
Be awake.
Yeah.
Oh my God, me either. It scares me to death. I have a little brother in college and I'm like.
Was he drinking crazy?
No, he had like one little experience and like.
I got arrested.
I think he learned.
What? Are you laughing, Steve? It was sick. They found me in a bush. I didn't remember
She's
anything.
She's like, you're not going to arrest me.
I literally had like this, like, I got dumped freshman year. Shout out to everyone that gets dumped. I feel you, dude. So I was just on a tear. And it was my first time having orange juice and pop-off. I was like, let's do this Tuesday. And went out, was like, don't remember anything. Was found in a bush. Don't remember being in the drunk tank. Don't remember being in the cop car. Puked all over the cop car. Puked all over the drunk tank. Puked all over my hair. Mm-hmm. Woke up in the morning in my bed and my roommate was like, yo, that was crazy. The cops like took
like,
me.
What?
The cops like had me at my house and they were like, they were holding me up and my bra was like this. I was like, and I puke like matted in my hair. It was literally like crazy matted in my hair.
Holy
and
shit.
Then had I had to go to a class with people that were drinking and like talk about, see if I was like an alcoholic basically. For a while.
Oh, yeah, that was the
And then
way.
I had to pay something. I had to do community service on the side of the road. I had to pick up trash. That was sick. It was really sick. It was, like, with my
Jesus.
People. Yeah, it was really intense. I had to, like, talk to a lawyer neighbor that we had a neighbor as a lawyer. He had to get it expunged.
Damn.
Pretty dramatic.
Did your parents find out?
Hell yeah.
Yeah.
I think they did. I should ask them.
Mm.
You know what they did? You know why? Because they didn't find out, but then I put my ticket in my fucking laundry or in my underwear drawer and my mom looked and found it.
Damn,
I know. Such a, that was a rookie fucking move because I handled my business until that. I handled my fucking business. And I was like talking to a guy at that time after I got dumped. I don't know why he like let me go. He's like, why'd you like let me leave somewhere?
He's like, I can't date someone who was arrested.
Yeah. He was like, I don't know, man. It's like, you really like me.
Can't take your own mom.
30s. Oh, shit. 30s.
Well, 30s is just...
I guess it's not us now. It's just us now.
It's us now. But, I mean, we're just so
just
much
like,
more...
Now I'm just, like, eating till I'm uncomfortable. Like, changing it up every day. What I'm going to cut out because I'm fat. Like, today, no soy. Today, no gluten. I think I should stop eating protein shakes. I've kind of been thinking about soy lately.
Oh, yeah.
I had, like, mad edamame this weekend. I had mad tofu.
Well, edamame is, like, the pure...
Soy.
I know, but I think the problem is when the soy is like
processed.
Oh,
that's interesting.
I believe.
Yeah.
But I think we're just like hyper aware now.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's kind of like annoying.
It's like annoying, but it's also, I mean.
Back then too, I never lifted. Like I never lifted. I never did yoga. So it was nice now that I actually lift. I actually do yoga.
Mm-hmm.
I just did cardio, only cardio, cardio, cardio. I don't know what I was thinking with like lifting. I was scared of something.
Mm-hmm.
And so now it's like combination of everything, mix it up. I do Pilates like 3 to 4 times a week, SoulCycle twice probably. I'll do a HIIT in there and then like a yoga.
I don't
really run anymore. Mm. I feel like it breaks down the collagen in your butt, in your face.
Oh, really?
I don't know. I feel That's like weird. It makes you look old.
Hmm. I think if you run a lot and you lose a lot of weight,
yeah.
Like obviously it's going to make your face look a little older.
Yeah.
But I like to run on the treadmill, the curved way. Low impact.
Oh, you do?
Mm-hmm.
Huh. Where? Yeah.
Speed play?
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm. Yeah. If it's like in a class, I will.
Yeah, in a class, I like the running.
Yeah.
I won't run on my own usually.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think it's just like connecting that like movement to how you feel.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Instead of like just doing it to check off a box and doing it because you're like, well, I worked out today so I can. Mm-hmm. It's like, no, I have to work out in order to feel this certain way, in order to be productive in my day.
Completely. And now I'm vegan and I'm much more like aware of like superfoods and like getting the greens in and like just thinking about it holistically as a balance. Getting just wholesome ingredients all the time rather than like, and before I do like the processed shit.
Mm-hmm.
Yo, like when like Olean came out with those chips, remember that? No fat chips. Do you guys remember Olean? It was like Lay's made this thing. It was called Olean. It was Olestra. It was like fat-free chips, but it made everyone shit their brains out.
Oh, yeah, I remember that.
So you shit your brains out, didn't you?
I didn't
shit. Yeah, okay, okay. You shit your brains out. See if you shit your brains out.
No, I would never deny shitting my brains out.
Or when Quest Nutrition came out with fucking chips.
Yes. Oh, yeah.
Those
protein chips.
I just like, I imagine them like dusting them with this like whey protein.
Like flavor blasted dust.
Fucking disgusting.
Yeah, anything like that. 20s us, 30s us.
Tell us what you were like. Fitness wise in your 20s, like were you also that like girl or guy at your college gym or in your town? Like
me?
I'm saying to our listeners.
Oh yeah,
we're talking to people.
Yeah, what were you guys doing in your 20s for working out?
And if you haven't joined our secret Facebook group, join it and let us know.
Yeah, because we're talking about this stuff. Okay, want to talk really quickly before we go into our question of the week. Question of the week. It's a good one. We're bringing back the questions. One of our sponsors, Hum, who's been a big hit with our listeners. Mm-hmm. I've had a bunch of people ask me questions, which Hum Nutrition supplements I'm taking. It's H-U-M, Hum Nutrition. And they do vegan, all natural supplements, and they're the bomb. I've loved them for months now. I love working with them. I think that they're doing something different because everything is all natural. Everything comes from a source that you know. It's real high quality. I'm taking right now actually a few new supplements. I'm taking the Skinny Bird, which is an appetite suppressant, and something else with weight.
Flatter Me, Gut Instinct?
Yeah, I'm taking Flatter Me too. Flatter Me is like a detoxing one. Feels great. It's like for like being less bloated, losing that water weight, feeling good in that way. And then there's Ripped Rooster, which is for like when you're lifting, when you're working out a lot, it kind of helps you tone up a little bit quicker. Mm. So I'm taking that stack right now. But then I also take Gut Instinct, which is an amazing probiotic. But everything on their site is like awesome. I have so many of their stuff. I have Arctic Repair, et cetera, et cetera. But it's kind of the next level. So you can do all your beauty stuff with makeup. You can do all your beauty stuff with hair, whatever. But it's coming from the inside. So it's like that next level of beauty. Hum Nutrition. And then we have a discount code, 20% off using the code ALMOST30. And that's ALMOST spelled out. And then 30, the number.
Hey, everybody. Sorry, we just have to interrupt this episode for a moment, but don't worry. It is going to be totally worth it. I wanted to introduce you to our latest sponsor, HelloFresh. Okay, so I cook, right? But I also order in a ton. And I've been using HelloFresh for the last 2 weeks. Literally, it is a game changer. I ordered the classic box, which last week had a chicken dish, a salmon dish, and a meatloaf dish. So I don't eat red meat, but I invited a friend over and we cooked together and it was so fun. Step-by-step instructions laid out with pictures. It's so cute and everything comes in a measured exact quantity in little bags that are labeled, which I love because you're not wasting any food. I hate that. And it took me 25 minutes max. So quick. And what's so cool about HelloFresh is that they have 2 full-time registered dietitians on staff. So they review every recipe, which is important to me. You know, I want to make sure everything is super healthy and nutritionally balanced, which they are. And it's so easy because the food is delivered to my doorstep. And it's in this special box that's insulated, and that shipment is totally free. So just for our listeners, which we're so excited about, we have a promo code. So you can save $35 off of your first week of deliveries. And the code is almost 30. So ALMOST30. You can visit HelloFresh.com and you can enter that promo at checkout. We are so excited to share this with you. This is such a game changer. Okay. So tag us in your Insta stories when you make your HelloFresh and your Instagrams when you post about it. And when the guy or girl you're dating wants to marry you because you can cook a meal and you have to invite us to the wedding. All right. We love you. Enjoy the rest of this episode.
Yeah. We have a caller, Roxanne.
Mm-hmm.
She's so cute.
She's a bomb.
Here we go.
She has a blog. Glass of Glam. Love that. Glass of Glam. Roxanne. Go to her blog.
All right.
Love you guys.
Here's our combo.
Bye.
Hello?
Hey, girl.
Hey.
Take two. I thought I'd be all sexy. Hey, girl.
Hi.
Just trying to set the mood
over
here.
We're trying to set the mood for the call. So happy to chat with you this morning. First of all, I'm so happy to like finally put a voice to a face to an Instagram online name. Of Roxanne Glass.
I know.
Glam.
I feel like I've been listening to you guys for so long, and I was always wondering like whose voice is which person.
Oh my God!
You know?
Someone said that yesterday, and really? I feel like it's so obvious.
Yeah, because I sound like a dude.
No, because I'm annoying. It's like to us, it's like it's very obvious.
Well, it might be obvious to you, but I actually like when I first heard your voices, I thought it was opposite. To be honest,
really
so funny.
I'll take that as a compliment.
Yeah. Me too.
Yeah. Okay. So we just chatted a little bit about your question, kind of what we were going to talk about with you this week. I'm obsessed with it.
Yeah.
You brought up stuff that like I never thought about to talk about, but I think is so important to talk about. So I'd love to just hear some background of like what's going on with you, changes in your life that you're going through, talk about your blog, details.
Sure. Okay. Well, as you guys know, but I don't know if everyone else does, my blog is called Glass of Glam. And a little background about it is that about a year and a half ago, my husband and I moved to D.C., Washington, D.C., and it kind of gave me a reason to start over. I was a full-time lawyer and litigator in Cleveland, Ohio.
Wait, you're in Cleveland?
Mm-hmm, oh yeah, from Cleveland, Ohio originally.
Are you from Cleveland?
Yeah.
Oh, where in Cleveland?
Have you ever heard of Pepper Pike?
Yeah,
or
girl.
Orange?
Yeah, all my friends are from like Solon and Mayfield Heights and Shaker Heights.
Well, I went to Miami too, so
I know
that could be why.
That's true. Okay, keep going.
Yeah. Anyway, so I was a lawyer in Cleveland, but it wasn't really gelling with me. Kind of like a profession, kind of filled with like old stuffy men who call you sweetie, and that like isn't my jam at all. Right? Like, ew, disgusting. I fucking hate it.
Literally.
And I also didn't love that. Like, I couldn't like wear whatever I wanted. I couldn't like go to court and wear like whatever color I wanted. You basically have to wear black or whatever the judge wants you to wear. So I was like stifled. So coming to D.C.
What the
was,
judge?
Like,
the judge tells you what to wear?
He's like, I want you in a short like skirt, deep V.
Yeah.
Gross.
No, totally. Some judges are so old school that they only want women to wear skirts. I'm not even kidding.
I'm real confused about that.
Appalling.
Yeah, that's like a whole nother topic of ridiculousness.
That'll be next week.
Totally. Judge Judy.
Keep going. Sorry, we're really annoying.
Yeah, sorry. Keep going.
Oh my God, no, it's okay. So when I moved to DC and I quit my job being a litigator, it was like my opportunity to start fresh. So I started my blog and glassofglam.com in December of last year. So it's been a year. Mm-hmm. And thank you. So in doing so, I made a ton of friends here in DC who are all creatives and in the blogging world. Mm-hmm. But kind of what I left behind in DC are my home friends that don't really understand what I'm doing because I didn't really start it there or with them. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
A billion percent.
Right. So I feel like they're like skeptical of my endeavor sometimes. You know, maybe I'm just paranoid, but for example, sometimes like if your best friends from home don't ask you about your blog, which is a huge part of your life. You know, that's kind of a red flag. Like, am I being paranoid or is this really like kind of a hater situation? People not liking my posts on Instagram and on Facebook, but later kind of asking me about like, oh, I saw this on Instagram.
Oh my God.
Like, what? Like, why didn't you like it or mention it or comment on it? Like, I would have loved that. So kind of dealing with a little hater situation. And I just want to chat about it with you guys because you always have such good insight, and I love both of what you guys have to say.
We love you. I have so much to say. I want to explode, but Lindsay.
Yeah, let me ask you, do you feel like, one, are they jealous of your success, or do they just want to be a part of it? You know what I mean?
I feel like that is so hard to gauge.
I know. It's like
it could be a little bit of each, you know? I mean, there's people who won't follow you out of jealousy, and that's like the catty girl shit.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
I feel like sometimes, and it's weird because it makes zero sense, but sometimes your friends are like pissed that they weren't a part of like the inception of such an amazing idea. And they're like, wait, why didn't you ask me to be a part of it? why didn't you ask me for help? I could help you in XYZ way. You know what I mean? And it's honestly, it's all ego. It's about them.
Yeah.
Me. Why didn't you ask me? Why didn't you involve me? Why aren't I featured on your blog? You know? So yeah. It's ego. And honestly, I mean, we've both dealt with it, Krista and I. And I don't know. You have to recognize their ego in the situation. Mm-hmm. And I don't know a way in which to help them recognize their ego in the situation. Because once they see it, then hopefully it can't really exist anymore because they're aware of it.
Totally.
But I don't know. What do you think, Krista?
I just have so many thoughts. First of all, I feel you on like 100 billion levels. First of all, as an example, like my sister, who's like my best friend, you know, she knows everything, has never read a single post on my blog, has never listened to a single podcast. And it's kind of one of those things where I'm just like, okay, you know, like I kind of take it. And as another example, actually something happened the other day with my best childhood friend from home, where I texted her. I was feeling so off after the new year. I was just feeling like not grounded. I was feeling all over the place, just super stressed. And I was like, I feel like shit. I don't feel happy. I don't feel good. And I understand now, you know, feelings are fleeting, and that's not attributed to like how I feel over time. I'm a happy person, but then I was feeling that way. And she replied and said, I'm so surprised to hear you say that, because you posted an Instagram that said you were super excited for 2017 and goals. And kind of like, okay, thank you. So kind of like a dig to what I say online and my online persona. And we've actually had conversations where she's been like, it's really hard for me to see, you know, you doing all this stuff online and you kind of having this online presence or this success. Like, it's just really challenging for me. And I just know that nothing, any reaction that anyone has to what I'm doing that is aligned with who I am has nothing to do with me.
Yes.
Absolutely. Yeah, that whole situation.
Oh my God.
You know what I mean? Like, her response, like, I usually don't say anything because I just don't. But in this situation, I said, you know, that really hurt my feelings. Like, you know me, and you know that, like, feelings change and whatever. So I did say something in that situation, but it just has nothing to do with you. And I do feel like there is a lot of it where people want to be included. And people want you, as you gain notoriety or followers or whatever, as you gain traction with your blog, they want to feel like you're not forgetting about your roots and who you are and kind of where you came from and those friends that you have. So I know when I've done like trips with my friends, I try and make sure to, and I'm telling the truth, obviously, like I deeply mean everything that I say when I'm saying I had the best weekend with my best friends. They mean so much to me. You know what I mean? I'm kind of giving them the props that they deserve because they are a part of who you are, and they are part of this, you know, what you have now. And I just try and incorporate them where I can. But I do also recognize that what we're doing and what you're doing, Roxanne, is not the norm. And we can't expect, as creatives or as people that are doing something that we're doing, that everyone's going to understand.
Yeah.
You know, no one's going to understand your path and why you're doing it. And I also now, when I'm with my old friends, like friends, you know, that I haven't seen in a while, my friends are amazing. They ask about everything, blah, blah. But sometimes I'm like, when I'm with them, I don't even want to talk about it. I'm like, I have you guys and I just want to be talking about whatever we're going to talk about. And then when I get with my blogging, my creative friends here, not that my other friends aren't creative, but when I get with my blogger friends, it's nice to talk about blogging shit. So I kind of see that as like a good thing, to have two worlds where it's like you have your Cleveland friends, like those are your people that you're always going to remember growing up with, like funny shit from high school, whatever. And then you have your creative friends. That's kind of like the new you, where you can kind of bounce ideas off of and talk about that kind of stuff that you're into now.
That's totally true. That's actually really powerful. Yeah, I wrote that down, that it has nothing to do with me. Like,
nothing.
Like, I'm always tiptoeing, like, try to make everybody happy, like, trying to think about everybody in the entire universe when I'm trying to do what I do.
You can't apologize for, like,
literally following your joy, doing something you love, something that is, you can't even explain why you're doing it, but you're pulled to do it.
Mm-hmm.
And you can't apologize for that. You can't apologize for standing in your light. And sometimes, like, we talked about this before, but like, we feel the need to not step into our light because other people feel uncomfortable.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like, what is that?
Oh.
I don't know what that is.
Oh, man.
You know what I mean? And it's like, we're probably, I know I am, and Krista is as well. I'm sure you're the same way. Like, we just, we're givers, you know? Mm-hmm. We want to make sure everyone feels comfortable and loved and safe. And so, you know, I don't want anyone ever to feel insecure and in any situation that, like, I'm involved in. So I won't always, like, own what I'm doing. You know, I'll be like, well, yeah, I don't know. It's not that great. I don't, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
I won't own it. So I think that needs to stop, because like, those people who do feel uncomfortable when you step into your light aren't really meant to be in that, like, in your radius at the moment. Maybe they'll catch up. Maybe they'll see you shining and like, and doing what you love and doing it humbly and confidently. You know, I think you can be both and admire you, you know, and step closer to you. But otherwise, like, if they don't catch up, I don't know. It's like, maybe that's the way it's supposed to be.
I sometimes think about, too, like, if, so in your example and then in my example, if I was exactly what, for example, my best friend from home, if I was exactly what she wanted me to be, I would be living in Ohio and I would be deeply depressed.
Yeah.
Doing something, doing some job I didn't love. And, you know, she would never wish ill on me. She's, you know, I love her with all my heart. But it's like, if I thought about what everyone wanted me to be rather than what I wanted to be, I would be there. I would be so far behind. You know what I mean?
That's interesting. Yeah.
It's like, what exactly do those people, you'd still be in Cleveland, you know, you'd still be,
totally.
Which is, I fucking love Cleveland, but you still would be there. It's just like, it's not for you and you're evolving, you know, and you're growing. And I do think, like, I would stop, and I do this, honestly, I would stop looking for their likes and their comments. On my Instagrams, I don't get any, really, from my, like, best friends. And I just don't really, them commenting on my stuff doesn't mean anything to me.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Like, I'm just kind of like, I kind of see it as, like, a different world. Like, what means something to me is having, like, meaningful conversations where I can kind of, like, humanize what we do, humanize blogging and humanize podcasting. And I can just be like, oh yeah, it's really fun. Like, you know, I just, you know, you just kind of, like, talk to them about what you're doing. And I think about that a lot too, is where I need to pull them in on what I'm doing. And I need to, like, let them know about what's going on rather than doing stuff and then them have finding out after the fact.
Yeah, I think that's an interesting point.
Yeah.
Like, with blogging, with podcasting.
Or being just a creative person that's doing something different.
Being a creative person, when they find out personal things about you through your blog, through your podcast, through whatever it is, your vlog, it's like insulting to them.
Yeah.
And I experienced that with my best friend back in New York. And honestly, it never ran through my head.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Like, and so it was good that he and I had the conversation, because it opened my eyes to, oh, okay. You know, I didn't even think, you know, I think it was like some little things that I didn't share with him that weren't like huge, but he was like, wait, I didn't know that you hooked up with that guy. You know what I mean? Like, something stupid.
Yeah.
But he's like, wait, why am I finding out about this on the podcast? And I get it.
Mm-hmm.
I get it. It's hard to maintain. I'm trying, you know, like, we're learning as this becomes bigger and more public and, you know, we're sharing more and more things. So I think we all just have to remember that, like, as cliche as it is, we're not all perfect. We're human.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like, just because they see you as this, like, oh, she's a blogger now and she lives in D.C. Mm-hmm. and she's just perfect. Mm-hmm. It's like, no, you're human. Just like you said, you want to humanize blogging and podcasting. It's like, we are human and they're human. So they're going to have moments of insecurity and want to bring you down. And I think staying true to you and rising above and just, like, loving on them, you know, whenever you can. And because it's not a space to, like, fucking, like, get in fights over.
Yeah.
It's just them. It's literally nothing to do with you.
Yeah.
So maybe, hopefully, they will be enlightened by your passion, by your commitment, and your willingness to just be kind and open to them, like, always, no matter what. Like, hopefully they'll see a little bit of a, ooh, why am I acting this way when she's being nothing but great, you know?
That's a good point, yeah. Because whenever, I always have these feelings, but then when I meet my friends in person, you know, they're wonderful. And they're like, oh, you know, like, I really like it. And, you know, maybe they just want to buy all their clothes at J. Crew, and that's what they want. Like, they don't want to get any style inspiration.
Yep. Or,
like, what I have to offer is just something that they're really just, like, is not their jam, but my friendship is, which is more important.
Yep. And I think, I think about that too. Like, it's funny. My audience isn't really my friends, and that's okay.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, they, I'm sure they read my blog, but, like, it's, they don't as much as others do. And that's, I kind of like that. Like, I kind of just, you know, just don't really expect them. I have no expectations for it. So, and I was thinking too, I would hate to see you like stunt your growth and the blog growth because you're worried about what other people think. You know, you, that's like,
I was actually thinking about that when Lindsay said like not stepping into your light because someone might feel uncomfortable. Like sometimes I feel like I'm doing it maybe 80% because I'm like worried that I'm going to make someone uncomfortable. But I know that I can like really just go like fucking crazy and like be me 100% if I just put some blinders on and stop thinking about what everyone else that I know is going to think.
100%. What do you think that would be like if you're 80% now? What do you think 100% looks like?
I think that that just means like full happiness for me and just like letting go and like truly stepping into my light, like really owning it.
Yep.
I love that.
You gotta own that. It's like,
it's a hard process because we don't want people to think we're conceited or love taking pictures of ourselves. Yeah. We just have to move past that because that's not what it's about.
Yeah, that's the thing, too. Is
that's
like
how it looks sometimes.
I know, but...
Which is so hard to come to terms with and to try and write that wrong impression.
Yep. I feel like that, too. Like, old, you know, people that don't get it think that it is, like, a self-obsessed thing. It's not.
But, like, once they read...
Totally.
It's not. It's you. You know what I mean? Like, go beyond the pictures, which are beautiful, but go beyond and read the words. They're going to hear your voice, you know? So if people just choose to look at the pictures, like, that's on them to be weird and judge. But,
And too, like, sorry, I'm so annoying. And too, as, like, a last thing, I would always, like, go back to those moments with your friends when you were together and it felt like nothing was wrong, you know, like, and it was like, oh my God, like, they don't care. And like, we're good and we love each other. Like, whenever I miss my friends, I always just go back to those moments when we've been together and I'm like, damn, like, all is right in the world, you know, like, they're really supportive. And there's only some people in my life that aren't as supportive, but I kind of just always go back to that.
I love that. I can totally do that. And like, I'm thinking about it now and it's making me feel like at peace, kind of, like, the whole thought. I love it.
It does. And just, like, call them and, like, incorporate them and, you know what I mean, and talk to them about it and, like, talk about the highs but also talk about the lows, you know, talk about what's challenging, you know?
Yeah, you're right. Because it looks, from the outside, it can look all, like, hunky-dory and green.
Exactly. And that's the plan. You know, that's the whole fucking struggle. Instagram plan. Is to look like fucking everything's awesome, but like tell them what's
like
really
so
going on.
Perfect, that it's annoying.
Yeah, exactly. Be real, sister.
That's such a great question. Thank you for being honest.
Yeah, we love you.
That. Absolutely. Like, I really love your responses, and I love you. I love you guys, like, listening to whatever you guys have to say.
Thank
you. So much good insight.
Thank you. Keep in touch with us. We wanna stay in the know, and hopefully maybe if you make a trip out here.
Yeah, that would be amazing.
That'd be great.
I would love
that.
That
would be so cool. Awesome. Oh, my gosh. I would love that. So thank you so much for having me on, guys.
Oh, you're so welcome.
Yeah, we love you.
Thank
we'll link
you.
Your blog and stuff on the show notes and everything like that.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah,
thank
girl.
You.
We love you. What are you going to do today?
Just, you know, work on the business stuff and... cram that gram.
Yeah, get that gram. What do you use to plan? What do you use to plan your gram?
I really like Hootsuite. That's what I'm working with right now. Oh, but do. I actually just like post all of my Instagram stuff organically. I like to do it.
Yeah, me
myself.
Too. I use Unum, yeah. UNUM, to like look at my square. Oh. Look at my squares.
Oh, I like that.
Yeah,
I'm gonna write it down.
That's a good one. There's another tip.
Cool.
Yeah, cool.
Love that.
All right, girl. You're the best.
All right, we'll talk to you soon.
Bye.
Bye.